Now, on to question two. How will you seek the views of blind, low vision and deaf blind clients and members? And how will you ensure you're accountable to the membership for your decisions? So Richard gets to take that question first this time.
Thank you. Look, I think this question's a great question because it just highlights that we are a membership-led organisation, and we need to have ensure that we've got the proper channels to able to engage and hear from our members, and also they have an opportunity to hear back from the board and senior management. So the channels would be through the meet and greet that the board has been doing for the last couple of years. I think that's a fantastic channel to get that direct feedback. Obviously, at the AGM is another channel, and then through community groups. We've got some really healthy community groups across the country, and they're another channel that we can tap into to hear their thoughts, and then we can feed that, and then for us to sort of, and then there's the online channels as well.
15 seconds
to hear from them, and then to digest and actually feedback. I think the two-way channel is vitally important. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. Paul can take this question next, please.
Well, one of the things I've noticed that being a part of the blind community email lists, it seems to foster a great deal of questions put forward. Obviously, they're on specific topics and that. And I just see that as, for me, it's been one way of being able to raise questions and getting feedback. Take the point that the meet and greet with the board, that's really brilliant. But I just like to think of other ways that, you know, because not everybody can get to the meet and greets. There are people who live in rural communities with me on telefriends. I talk with a lot of people who are in rest homes or in homes by themselves, and often find the only way that they get communications is through the phone calls that we make to them when they've been referred to us, or people make calls on the 0800 number. And, you know, some of the things that I've encountered questions
15 about, seconds.
Yeah, there's sometimes been a need to reach out further to the wider community beyond what we have with them, like things like meet and greet and board minutes and that.
That's yeah. Time.
Thank you, Paul. Now over to Anne-Marie.
Thanks, Nicola. I think the first thing is to be available. Our contact information is shared on the website, and so to be responsive and take into account the contact that members provide, the questions that they provide that can then later be raised during board meetings. Others have mentioned the fabulous initiative of the meet and greets that occur during each board meeting session. And I think that what we've seen in those sessions is an increasing number of people participating and attending and speaking with us when we visit the various sites. So I think that face-to-face continues to be a great opportunity. There's certainly active community groups here in and around Wellington. And so being available and accepting the invitations that have been generously provided to me over the last 2.5 years to attend those far more informal meetings is a good opportunity. I don't think this community is shy about
15 seconds
providing views and perspectives. So I think the primary thing is to listen, understand, and then share feedback.
Thanks very much, and over to Ron.
Well, I think one of the things to recognise is that there are lots of communities, and it's not just one, a big amorphous blob, if you like. So there are people who are born blind, low vision. People have become blind in later life. There's Kapa Maori, there's blind, deaf, and so on. And so it's a huge exercise in being available and also hearing from the various groups without any preordained viewpoint, if you like. So one of the great things with, as has been mentioned, about the town hall meetings we've had around the country, I think we could probably, if I had to put my hand on heart, is probably be more responsive to the community local committees. I think that's a huge place of value for the foundation, is because those are the eyes and ears on the ground. The email lists, I think we get some really good, straight to the point feedback about what we're doing well and what we're not doing well. And I think the other way, in terms of being accountable,
15 seconds,
is that as a board, we can do things, but we can also set good KPIs for our staff and management to make sure that we hold the staff accountable for the organisation to respond as well.
Thanks, everybody.